been a significant rise in the number of women enrolled in agricultural courses in Australia, but many of them never end up actually working in the industry. While attitudes are shifting when it comes to women working in farming, some experts say there's still a long way to go. Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
Hello, I'm Debbie Dowden, a cattle farmer or pastoralist from Challis Station in the southern rangelands of Western Australia.
This online documentary series, Visible Farmer, will launch next week. It features female farmers from around the country in an effort to highlight the often overlooked role they play in Australian agriculture.
Not just myself, but I speak on behalf of a lot of women on the land, that we have been invisible in our role and quite a lot of time been perfectly content to be invisible.
Debbie Dowden is the star of the first episode. Another featured is Melissa Charlick, who farms at Gidgiganup, northeast of Perth.
Just acknowledging that I'm a farmer and saying that sentence, it was quite hard to come to terms with.
Producer Gisela Kaufman says it was stories like this that prompted her to create the series.
You can probably attract an awful lot of young women to this field if they realise that they actually have a space in there.
The Workplace Gender Equality Agency found a 2.4% increase in the number of women in agriculture and environmental-related studies between 2007 and 2017, the largest shift in any male-dominated sector in that time frame. Women make up more than half of those courses. But Dr. Ray Johnson, who runs national recruitment company Agricultural Appointments, says that growth isn't translating to more women in the workplace.
In fact, I just did a little survey of our data this morning, and largely there's anywhere between 85 and 98% male.
He says rather than a goodwill project like Visible Farmer, getting more women into agriculture will rely on practical changes in the work environment.
There's policy issues and there's workplace issues and flexibility, and there's also attitudinal issues, and they're all embedded very heavily in Australian agriculture.
And if things don't change, he says the lack of women working on farms will exacerbate a skill shortage that already exists.
And if it's not addressed, then it really will hold Australian agriculture back.
Debbie Dowden says she hopes speaking out will give confidence to other women.
I thought it was vital that I stood up and showed the world what we do out here on stations, because we do need to be recognised for our contribution.
West Australian cattle farmer Debbie Dowden ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.